This is a real big development for us. We're very excited to announce the release today of our stimulus package, known as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Right.
We've announced a suite of in-depth analysis and a corresponding online companion to help our members better understand what's involved in the $787 billion spending package. You know, it's very unlike other spending bills or legislation that's come out. When you think about it, the speed at which it was developed, the complexity, the breadth, it's covering technology, science and research, infrastructure, education, energy, healthcare, training, and both at the federal and state and local levels. We've received overwhelming requests from our membership to help them understand this package. We've combed over 2,500 pages of legislation as it's made its way through the House and Senate, resulting in the final bill. And what we've identified is over $311 billion of opportunity from 29 federal agencies. And it doesn't equate to the total spending, but these are the actionable items that we believe the government contractors that we serve every day can take advantage of.
And are there particular areas that that the contractor community should be looking for that the government needs particular help? We have the story about a lot of auditors going to be hired under this package, but I imagine there's other areas as well, right?
Yes. I mean, when you think about it, the package is not only where the money's being spent, but there's also new procurement provisions that contractors have to follow. The use of fixed-price contracts is being highlighted. There's also a fair amount of transparency guidelines. There's a new created accountability and transparency board. There's a lot of reporting. But, you know, when you look at the opportunities for the contractors, there's a fair amount of money, over $200 billion, that is being funneled down to state and local.
Right.
So there may be some opportunities for...
And most of those in the forms of grants, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Most of that's going to be delivered down through the grants. There's also programs that would make it easier from the acquisition standpoint. The real key part of this bill, when you think about it, is the desire to get almost half of it out within the next 12 to 18 months.
Right.
And so to try to accomplish that, focusing on existing vehicles that are successful as well as turnkey services are critical for contractors to take advantage of this money flowing through.
And there's about $60 billion in IT-related spending that you found, right?
Yes, yeah, so $60 billion at the federal level, and then there's about $5.7 to $6 billion at the state and local level. And the real winners on the federal side are the Health and Human Services, Energy,
right,
DOD, and Commerce. They're getting the lion's share.
And Commerce, of course, is getting money both for census, but there's also some other items in there.
Yes, and what we have done in this, and that's why it's important of what we released today, because not only are we issuing a comprehensive report on the bill itself, but then we're also issuing a series of follow-on reports that take each agency and break down where the money is and where the opportunities lie.
One of the things that has been a real criticism of this is that there is concern that people aren't watching where this money is going and that there aren't enough parameters. But from what you've just said, it sounds like at least on the contracting end of things, there are certainly some parameters in place.
Yes. I mean, you know, the FAR obviously is still in place to govern all this. And again, there's the existing, you know, having the money flow through the existing vehicles should ensure some, you know, compliance with the standard regulations.
Yeah, and there's a lot of concern both in the agencies, but also among contractors that this money is going to be spent so quickly, and I mean even you guys are having to go back and look at how it's being spent and trying to find out where it's being spent. Even with all the transparency provisions of it, it's hard to find, and it's going to be happening so fast.
Yeah, that's why I think you find in the legislation a lot of the reporting requirements that are actually quarterly and weekly, monthly, weekly, and quarterly reporting requirements to know where it's spent, how it's spent. And there's also a requirement to keep separate books from normal government spending versus stimulus spending. So there's a lot of requirements on both the contractors and the agencies to keep track of this money. But the other issue you raise is really quite an interesting one, and the pragmatic one is getting the resources to actually execute on these expenditures. You know, finding talented resources for contractors is always a challenge given some of the certifications that are required and approvals. So that's also another added challenge as this money flows through to make sure the organizations can staff up to meet the needs of these activities.
Well, because in a lot of cases, it's almost a 30%, 40% more than the agency has in its annual budget, with almost no addition, in many cases, no additional staff. And most agencies have felt like they were a little bit behind, you know, behind
exactly.
the eight ball as it was.
Yeah, the lack of contracting procurement officials, this will certainly put more strain on that issue. And you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people think it's great when your budget gets increased by 50%, but it's also a challenge to make sure you comply with all the rules and regulations to make sure the money's well spent. So it is going to put a lot of strain on the agencies and the procurement process. And for those contractors who are, you know, known quantities, who have been able to serve the government well, I think there'll be some real opportunity there.
And your bottom line piece of advice for contractors, the big guys, the little guys, anybody who wants to get a piece of this action?
Well, again, I think what you should do is look at those successful programs, since a lot of these things are a lot of these spendings are going to go through those existing vehicles to get out there quickly. Look for partners strategy partners to see where you can team up, and position your business development folks according to where the spending is outlined in our report to see where how and where this money is going to flow through.